They have come here to become technologists.
Yeah.
They lost all interest of the original Vedic culture. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtyam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Ritapada Kamalam Sri Guran Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhalitanisra He Krishna Karuna Sandho Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastati Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shani Vikhavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Kriye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Sutubhadi Nirajanda Nirangshanti Sahasrasa Apasatam Atmatatyam Grihi Sugriyamedina. The same subject matter that those who are too much attached in the family affair, griheshu, grihamedina, grihamedhi means one who has made his center of activity home. He is called Grihamedhi. There are two words one word is Grihastha and one word is Grihamedhi. What is the significance of these two words? Grihastha means one, not only Grihastha, it is called Grihastha Ashram. Whenever we speak of Ashram, it has got spiritual relations. So, all these four divisions of social order, Brahmachari Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, Sannyas Ashram, Ashram. Ashram means, whenever you, Ashram, this word has become little popular in your country also. Ashram means situation for spiritual cultivation. Generally, we mean that. And here also, there are so many yoga ashram. I have seen in New York so many ashrams. New York Yoga Ashram, Yoga Society, like that. The ashram means it has got a spiritual connection. It doesn't matter whether a man, grihastha means living with family, wife and children. So, to remain with family and children is no disqualification for spiritual advancement of life. That is not a disqualification, because after all, one has to take his birth from the father and mother. So, all great acharyas, great spiritual leaders, after all, they have come from father and mother. So, without combination of father and mother, even there is no possibility of begetting a great soul. There are many instances of great souls like Shankaracharya, Lord Jesus Christ, Ramanujacharya. Even they had no very high hereditary title, still they came out from the grihastha, father and mother. So grihastha or the householder life is not disqualification. We should not think it that only the brahmacharis or the sannyasis, they can elevate to the spiritual platform, whereas those who are living with wife and children, they cannot. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that kiva vipra kiva sudra nasikane noha jai krishna tattvetta sai guru ho. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it doesn't matter whether a person is a grihastha or a sannyasi or a brahmin or not brahmin, it doesn't matter. Simply, if one is Krishna conscious, if he is elevated in Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible to become the spiritual master. Jai Krishna tattvavitta sai guru. Tattvavitta means one who knows about the science of Krishna. That means fully Krishna conscious. Sai guru. Sai means he. Guru means spiritual master. He doesn't say that one has to become a sannyasi or a brahmachari, then he can know. So, but here the word is used griha medhi, not grihastha. Grihastha is not condemned. If one lives in regulative principle with wife and children, so that is not disqualification. But griha medhi means he has no higher ideas or higher understanding of spiritual life, simply living with wife and children like cats and dogs. He is called Vyomet. That is the difference between these two words, Grihamedhi and Grihastha. So, Sukhdev Goswami said, the Grihesu Grihamedhinam. One who does not know anything about this family life or sex life, family life, they have taken it as sex life, that's all. So, they have many things to hear. Sotubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasra. Actually, you see, people are reading so many newspapers. In big countries, big cities, there are big, big volumes of newspaper, magazines. They are very much eager to learn or to hear about the current news. To hearing means through the bell. So there are volumes of volumes, literature, magazines, newspapers, they are hearing. But when you say, please come here, we are reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, please hear, they will not come. They will not come. This minor. When you speak of God, then they are not ready to hear. But if you speak of dog, that here is a dog's medicine, you can maintain a dog like this and the dog can become fatty like this and all. It is very scientific matter. You see? But they are called Grihamedis. So they have got many subject matter to hear. But they are not agreeable to hear only one thing about God. Why? Na apasyatam atmatatyam. They do not know what is self-realization. Apasyatam. Cannot see. Their vision is very poor. Why? They are thinking this body as self. Therefore, they are very poorly thoughtful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in another place, it is stated, jasātma buddhi kunapi tridhātuki. Every day we are experiencing that I am not this body. The body is growing. I am still there. There are so many instances, but we cannot understand that we are not this body. Apasyatam ātma-tattvam. Ātma means the Atma, there are various meanings of Atma. Atma sometimes is meant indicating this body. Atma is sometimes indicating this mind. Atma is soul, and Atma or Paramatma, the Supreme Lord. Atma Tattam. Tattam means truth, philosophy, or science. So, they do not know the science of Atma, either take it body or mind. Generally, they take it as this body. So, so far body is concerned, there are so many departments, medical department, and health department, and I do not remember, there are so many departments. All these departments of knowledge, they are practically on the basis of this body. Then higher than this, Atma, if you take it mind, then there are psychological department, speculation department, philosophical department, so many departments, mind. Then intellectual department. But there is no department of the Atma, of the soul. That is the defect of the modern civilization. Therefore, Bhagavad says, apasyatam atmatattvam. They have no information of the real Atma, of the real position, real background of all these activities. They do not see it. Therefore, they have got many subject matter to hear about this body, about this mind, about intellectual activities and so many things. But because they do not know that Atma means the Self, they do not know. Therefore, they have got many subject matter except this one, the soul, the subject matter of soul. Apasyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedhina. And why they are so much ignorant? Because they have made home as the center of activities. They do not know, neither they are educated. It is not their fault. The system of education is faulty. They do not give any education about the Atma Tattva. They give education that about economic development, about technological understanding, about scientific understanding of the laws of nature, and so many other things. But there is no department of knowledge to understand what is so opposite. Because they do not see, they do not know. Therefore, they are too much attached to this body, and this body means home, and home means wife, wife means children, children means money, money means society, so many things. Yes. Ata grihatshi trasutartu vittai janasya mohayam ahamameti. The first thing is that this material world is existing on sex attraction. And as soon as there is combination of sex, then the next attraction is for home, for land, for children, for society, for wealth, for bank balance, and so many things. Then extend it more, society to nationality to humanity, and go on increasing. But they are not Atma Tattva. They are all griheshu grihamedhinam, extended selfishness. Selfishness, just like a dog, he knows simply about his body. He won't allow another dog to come in his boundary. That is very poor selfishness. You extend it little more, human society, there is family, wife, children, that is also extended selfishness. Then you further extend it, you have got society or nationality, consciousness of nationality, that is also still further extended selfishness. Similarly, you extend the same propensity and humanity-wise, because we are, there is a class of men, they are very much anxious to serve the human society, but they are not anxious to serve the animal society. The animal society may be killed for the satisfaction of the human society. Therefore, unless you come to the point of Atma, whatever extended selfishness there is, it is selfishness. There is no, broad-mindedness. And broad-mindedness, when you come to the platform of Atma, Ishavasamidam Sattvam, when you come to the point of God, then you see, everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Here is an animal. Here is an animal. He also as good as I am. Because he is also soul. So Atma Tattvam to be discussed. But they are not prepared. Therefore, Grihesu Grihamedinam. So what is their business? Those who are blind to the Atma Tattvam. So that business is described in the next verse. Nidra hyate nattam babayena ca babaya divacharte hayarajan kutumbha bharanenava. Now their business is very nicely explained. What is that? Nidra, sleeping. Sleeping, hyate, they waste their life by sleeping, when at night, nidra hyate naktam, or they waste their time in sex life. At night there are two things. One who has no advantage of sex life, he sleeps alone, and if he has got advantage of sex life, he enjoys. So at night they waste their life in this way. Nidra yate naktram babayana chavavaya. In this day their life is being wasted. And at daytime, the divacharte hayarajan. At the daytime, simply where is money? Artha. Artha means, because to maintain this body, we require money. Divacharte hayarajan. All right, if one gets money, then next, kutumma bharani nava, then shopping. As soon as you get money, then shopping. The wife's bill, yes. So, in this way, day and night, they are simply under the impression of this bodily conception of life. Why they are doing that? Deha patta kalatradi atma sanyesu asasvapi tesang pramatta nidhanang pasannapi napasati. They are attached, because they are attached to this body, therefore attached to the children. Deha patta apatta means children. And kalatra means wife. Deha patra kalatradi su atma sainyesh. This very word, sainya means soldier. Here, in the material world, every one of us is struggling very hard. That's the fact, everyone knows. So when we struggle, when we fight, then we must have soldiers. Without soldiers, nobody fights. So they are our soldiers. This body, everyone wants to keep this body fit and maintaining the children and the wife, dehapatra kalatradishu. We are thinking that my, this body, and wife, and children, and home, and country, and society will save me. I am struggling against, what is that struggling? I do not wish to die. I do not wish to be diseased. I do not wish to become old man. Janma mitya jarabhyadi. I don't wish to get birth again, or I want to stop birth. Janma mrittu, I want to stop death, I want to stop disease, and I want to stop old age. These are the activities, material activities, struggling again. And I am thinking that these soldiers, or this my body, or my wife, my children, will protect me. Dehapatta kalatradisu atmasan asasvapi. Asasvapi. Although I am experiencing every day that they are asat, they will not exist. How do I know they will not exist? My father has died, my mother has died, my grandfather has died. Therefore, I'll also die, and my next generation, he'll also die, my wife also will die. So everybody will die. Asasupi. They know by experience that they will not exist. But still, their business has become to struggle for existence. Dehapatta kalatradisu, these are very important subject matter. Try to understand. We know that nobody will exist. I want to exist. That is my intention. I do not wish to die. I want to exist. But I know also that all these my soldiers, including my this stout and strong body, it will also not exist. Dehapatra kalatradisu. Tesanga pramatta. Pramatta means crazy, mad. Pramatta nidhanam, distraction. Nidhanam pasan Vaishnava means, although he is seeing every day, every moment, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira was questioned by Jamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? Can you say? Maharaj Yudhisthira immediately replied, what is that? Ahannahanni lokani gacchanti jamavandiram. Every moment, every second, every day, every night, there are so many hundreds and thousands of living entities as they are going to the temple of death or dying. Ahannahani lokani gacchanti jamamandiram seshasitam icchanti. But one who is living, he is thinking that I will not die. I will live for good. That is the most wonderful thing in this world. Nobody is taking experience that I will have to meet death. And what is next after death? What I was before my birth? Why I am here? Why I am struggling so hard? I want to be happy. I want to be peaceful. Why there is no peace? Why there is no happiness? Why these things? Why I am put into this? These are called Atma-tattvam. These are called Brahma-jigyasa. If a man is not enlightened to this point of inquiring, of this what I am, where from I have come, what is this world, what is this body, why I am getting old, why I am getting diseased, so many whys there. This is called Brahma-jigyasa. But they are pramatta, they are mad after the struggle for existence, although they know nothing will exist. It has come just like a flash and it will end like a flash. Then what is the actual platform of my life, my living condition? They do not inquire. They do not inquire. So griheshu grihame vilav, dehavatta kalatradishu atma sanneshu asasapu tisang pramatta nidhanam. Everyone is saying that it will destroy. Suppose, if you know, suppose you are constructing a very nice skyscraper building, but if you know, somebody says that tomorrow the whole city will merge into the Atlantic Ocean, would you like to construct such building? No. I am giving that one example, but it is a fact that the struggle for existence, for living, that living condition will not be allowed. Then the next question should be that why this is happening? We are, everyone is struggling for existing, but existence, there is no, I will not exist, nobody will exist. These questions, unless there is in the human mind, then Bhagavad says, parabhavastava, is all activities are simply defeat. Javanna jigyasato atma-tattvam. So atma-tattvam. One should be inquisitive to understand what is my constitutional position. Then it is perfect life. Otherwise, it is crazy life. We may try to lead by so much hard struggle of life, but we cannot exist. We can exist only when we understand what I am. Then I shall be, this is diagnosis. If I know that what is my actual need, if I know what is my actual position, if I know that where from I have come and where I have to go, all these informations, if you are fully informed, that is perfection of life. Otherwise, it is simply defeat, whatever we may do here. Apasatang tesang pramatta nidhanang pasannapi napas. Tasmat bharata sarvatma bhagavan haririshara srotabva kirtitabhascha smartabhascha icchata abhayam. Now he is concluding that don't be misled by so many subject matter of hearing. Just concentrate upon hearing Krishna consciousness. Tasmat, Bharata, O descendant of Bharat, Sarvatma means the all-pervading, super-soul, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishara, the Supreme Controller, Hari, who can, protect you, who can take away all your miseries, who can protect you from all miseries. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari, Ishara Hari, Srutabha. You have to hear about him. Instead of hearing so many other news which will not exist, you just try to hear about Hari, the Supreme Personality of God. Because Parikshit Maharaj's question was, now I am going to die. What shall I hear about? Because hearing is our main business. You are hearing. If you go out from this temple, you will also hear. Or the sound is always going on. If you do not want to hear, the hearing is going on. So here it is recommended that Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, who is Hari, or who protects us from all difficulties, Hari, and Sarvatma, he is situated in everyone's heart. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Super Soul, should be heard, Srutam, should be heard. We should be prepared to hear about him, Srutavya Kirtitavyascha, and we should discuss about him, Kirtitavyascha, Smartavya. And if we hear and discuss, then if we are really serious, then we shall remember also. Smartavya and Martavya Chetatavayam, those who are actually desiring avayam. Avayam means fearlessness. So long we are not connected in Krishna consciousness, or not connected with the Supreme Lord, we shall always be fearful. Fearful is one of the qualifications of the conditioned soul. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunacca. Four necessities. Why you are defending? Because on account of fearfulness. The animal is small animal, and it has got also fear, and the biggest nation, Russia and America, they are also fearful. Because this is the qualification of conditioned life. Ahar, eating, nidra, sleeping, and fearing and mating. So if you want to get yourself free from fearfulness, then Sukadeva Goswami recommends that you have to chant, and you have to hear, and you have to remember about the Supreme Personality of God. That is the conclusion. Don't try to hear so many nonsense things. Bhavishadmitavuddhirekehapurandana. Just concentrate. If you want to hear about God, there are volumes of literature. One political leader, perhaps you have heard his name, his name was Madan Mohan Malabha in India. He came to see our Guru Maharaj, and he inquired, so what are your activities? So then some of our God brother presented that we have got six periodicals in six languages, one in English, one in Bengali, one in Hindi, one in Oriya, and one in Assami, and we have got one paper, Bengali, daily. So this Madan Mohan Malabha was astonished that you are issuing a paper daily simply discussing about God. So my Guru Maharaj said, yes, why not? Then he gave him a nice example that in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that ekaṁśena sthito jagat, this material world is only 1/4 part manifestation of God's energy. Now, apart from material, there are innumerable universes and innumerable planets in each universe. Out of that, this earthly planet is very teeny. And in this planet, there are so many countries and so many cities. And each and every city, there are so many periodicals, so many newspapers. And each paper having so many editions daily. So, in comparison to the whole universe or whole material creation, this planet is nothing and the city is nothing. If you can produce so many news, then what about the 3/4 energy? Vaikuntha. So we can give you a minute edition of the transcendental news of the spiritual world. But unfortunately, there is no customer. There is no customer. The same thing. The Sutupadini, if you put magazines about this material world, you will get many customers. But as soon as you put forward back to Godhead, you have no customer. The unfortunate thing is that nobody is interested about Atma-tattva. So actually, we should be interested to understand. We should be interested to understand Atma-tattva. If we actually want to be free from fearfulness, icchatam abhayam. Abhayam means fear. If we are actually, icchatam abhayam, who are those? Transcendentalists. So they are four classes of persons who are trying to get transcendental perfection or spiritual life. They are called jnani. They are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical speculation, and yogi, those who are trying to visualize the Supreme Soul within the heart, they are called yogi, and jnani, yogi, and bhaktas, and the devotees, those who are trying to leave this material world and go back to Godhead and associate with the Supreme Person. There are three classes of men. They are trying to get out of this fearful world, icchatama. Therefore, sarvatma, the yogis are trying to find out the super soul, therefore sarvatma. Tasmād bhārata sarvatma and īśvara. Īśvara. The jnanis are trying to merge into the effulgence of Ishvara, or the yogis are trying to find out the Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, and the jnanis are trying to find out the impersonal Brahma, and Hari and Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Hari or Krishna or Vishnu, devotees. Persons who are in Krishna consciousness, they are trying to find out. So either of them, their aim is how to get out of this fearful material existence. So Sukadev Goswami concludes that icchatam abhayam. Abhayam means fearful. If you actually want to be free from fear, then you should concentrate your mind discussing, hearing, remembering either of the impersonal Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani. Either you think of Brahma or Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but your subject matter should be this: hearing, chanting, discussing, talking, knowing. Don't divert your attention to these flimsy, so-called subject matter which will end. Because everything, whatever we are discussing in the material world, everything will end. Nothing will exist. If we should concentrate our mind on the subject matter which will exist, because I am soul, I am ever-existing eternal, my business is therefore, what is my eternal engagement? This subject matter is proposed by Sukadeva Goswami, and we shall discuss further on in the next meeting. Thank you very much. Any question? Initiation means beginning of spiritual activities. Initiation means just to begin.
And what were your activities after that?
Don't you see what are our activities? Is it very secret? You can see what are our activities. We are discussing about Krishna, we are talking about Krishna, we are chanting about Krishna, we are eating about Krishna, we are typewriting about Krishna, we are dictaphoning about Krishna. Don't you see it? Then everything engaged in Krishna consciousness, that is your activity. The same thing will be there, nothing will be changed. Here we are staying in a big apartment, and down they are also staying in the similar apartment, but this is called temple and that is called factory. Why? Here the consciousness is different from the consciousness down, that's all. Nothing has to be changed, simply the rubber stamp has to be changed. Somebody is signing for, on behalf of such and such, and the rubber stamp is there. So we have to change our rubber stamp on behalf of Krishna, that's all, per pro, sign it, that's all. The business is the same, but little difference. Little difference in this way, that we are eating and others are also eating. So far eating is concerned, there is no difference. But we are eating Krishna prasadam and they are eating sense gratification. That is the difference. We are sleeping, they are also sleeping. But we are sleeping to get energy to work more diligently and nicely for Krishna, and they are working, taking rest for working for sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, fearing, we are also fearful in this way that Maya may not catch me. We are always cautious. Devi Jeshatana Mahi Mama Maya Durutta, because Maya is very strong. So we should be always fearful that Maya may not catch me. Always stick to Krishna's lotus feet, so Maya will not be able to touch you. Just like in a contaminated, diseased area, the doctor is also fearful, but he has got a prophylactic, administration, he is quite fit. He can go even in the contaminated state. Similarly, if we are in Krishna consciousness, even if we are in the midst of mayic activities, it will not affect us. So everything is there, but if you change your consciousness, then you are saved. Icchatam akutuham. No more fearfulness. That is the process of Krishna. Yes? Why not? Ego, I am thinking at the present moment, ego falsely, I am somebody belonging to this material world, either I may think that I am American, either may I think I am Indian, something of this material world. But similarly, When you think, Aham Brahmasmi, I am this spirit soul, that is also Aham, Ahankar, Ma, Ahankar. Ego means Ahankar, identification, self-identification, Ahankar, I am. Everyone has got this sense, I am. Now that I am thinking, at the present moment I am thinking in my material concept. So when I will think in spiritual concept, that is my pure ego, pure identification. So ego will remain, ego will not vanish. This I consciousness will remain. But here, at the present moment, I am misidentifying myself. And when I actually know myself, that identification is pure ego. Mirror means you see so many things within your mind. Is it not a mirror? A reflection? Don't you see? Yes. As you see mirror, reflection of your face, but you see this body, when you will see in the mirror that you are not this body, you are something within this body, that is dustless mirror. Yes.
What is Balaram's relationship with Radha?
Oh, that is not our discussion here. Where you got this, Balaram's relationship with Radha?
I mean, what is the relationship? I just said it. All the expression comes through Balaram. That's
all right. But Balaram has no relationship with Radha. No. Who said it?
I was wondering.
Why do you think like that? No. Balaram is... Radha has... Krishna has expansions. Similarly, Radha has also expansions. So, as Radharani is directly connected with Krishna, similarly, Radha's another expansion, he is connected with Balaram. Or Lakshmi, connected with... not exactly, rather directly. As Krishna expands himself in multi-form, similarly Radha also expands himself. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find. Yes?
I think in terms of the spiritual potency of Krishna, and said that Radha was...
You put an unnecessary question. When I shall ask you to question the subject matter which you have discussed, you should put questions on this matter. If you bring so many other subject matter, there will be no end. Try to understand what you have spoken in this meeting. We have not spoken anything about Radha or Krishna. Why you are bringing this question? Question means the subject matter which you have discussed, if you have got any question about that thing, you should put question. Otherwise, if you make me a dictionary, there is a go on questioning, there will be no end. That should not be done. Now, we have not discussed here about Radha and Krishna. Of course, this is also a relevant question. But the public will not understand. We are discussing on general subject matter. Radha Krishna discussion is very confidential. You have to go to the platform first of all by understanding Krishna. You see, Radha Krishna Tattva is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. So first of all you have to go through the 9 cantos very carefully. Then you will understand. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fact, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vigriti, Alladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Vavi Bhuvo. If you want to discuss about Radha Krishna, that is not in the public meeting. They are very confidential subject matter. People may misunderstand what is Radha Krishna. Generally, questions should be put on the subject matter discussed in the meeting. That should be the point. Radha Krishna Tattva is very confidential for higher status of understanding. Yes. Yes.
How
is this connected with Vyasadeva? Vyasadeva? Vyasadeva was a Grihastha.
Yes.
He was a household land man.
But
he was Brahmin.
He had no luxury.
Huh?
He had no luxury.
No. Those who will depend on the charities and alms of the society, they are not allowed to make any luxury at the cost of others. They can simply ask help for the bare necessities of life.
And that's committed to the
Grihastha? No. Grihastha, when a Brahmin is Grihastha, he shall be a teacher. Patan, patan, jajana, jajana, dana, pratigraha. Generally, the Brahmins, those who are Grihasthas, there are four varnas, four division of caste. The Brahmins, they are generally teachers, priests, and writers, philosophers. So society require all these things, so they take up this charge. And the Kshatriyas, they are administrators. So they rule over the country, they exact taxes from the citizens, they live on the tax, and the Brahmins on the contribution of the public. Just like we are teaching, we are living on the contribution of the public. The public knows that there is an important institution, they are giving good lessons, so public contributes. So we can accept contribution. But a king is not allowed to take contributions. Because he is administrator, he can tax. So his source of income is tax. And the Brahmin's source of income is contribution, because they are rendering transcendental service. Similarly, the Vaishyas are the mercantile class. They are means of living, trade, cow protection, and agriculture. And those who are Sudras, laborer class, they will serve these three higher classes, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas, because they have no independent means. They cannot do anything, neither they are educated, nor they are king, princely order, nor they have money to do business, therefore they have to serve. Parichajyatmakam karmam sudra karma sabhavaja. Sudra means they earn their livelihood by serving others. And in the Kali Yuga, in this age, 99% or at least 90% they live by serving others. Therefore it is said, kalau sudra sambhava, in the Kali, in this age, almost everyone is Sudra. There is no Brahmin, no Kshatri, no Vaishya. Of course, there are Vaishyas. Actually, at the present moment, the population are the Vaishyas and the Shudras. And there is fight. Your American nation, they are Vaishyas, and the Russians, they are Shudras. So there is always fight between the Vaishyas and Shudras. Actually, there is no Brahmin or Kshatriyas. They are extinct. And because the Brahmin and Kshatriyas are extinct, therefore social orders are in chaos. There is no brain, there is no good administration. That's all. Without Kshatriya, there cannot be any good administration. And without Brahmin, there is no good brain. Therefore, we pray to Krishna, Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govram Nahitayas. Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govram Nahitayas Jagad Dhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. So, this is very important. We are worshipping, offering our respect to Krishna as Brahmanna Dev. Brahmanna Dev means the Lord who is worshipped by the Brahmins. So Krishna consciousness is not for the Shudras. Krishna consciousness, one who is elevated to the standard of becoming Brahmin, they can become Krishna conscious. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, everyone come to the stage of Brahminical standard only to observe these four principles and chant Hare Krishna, you are at once more than Brahmin. Vaishnava position is more than Brahmin. So, in this age, the Pancharatriki Vidhi is introduced because it is very difficult to find out whether a person is actually son of Brahmin or higher caste. It is to be accepted that everyone is Shudra. It doesn't matter where and what he is. But he should be given chance to become the Vaishnava, whose position is more than a Brahmin. That is the highest gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is claiming everyone to the highest stage of Vaishnava. So, your question is answered. Who said?
Did you say that?
No.
I was saying that.
No.
No. But Brahmacharya should not associate with
Brahmacharya.
But you did say that Brahmacharya should not associate with Brahmacharya.
Actually, there is no Brahmacharya is not allowed in the Shastra. Where is the question of Brahmacharya? Because according to Vedic system, as soon as a girl is 14 years old or 16 years old, she is at once married. According to Vedic system, no girl should be allowed remaining unmarried. So there is no question of Brahmacharya. Every girl is supposed to be married. That is the Vedic system. A father's duty is that as soon as the girl is grown up, she must be married, she must be given in charge of a suitable boy. That is Vedic system. Kriyashudra tatha vaishya. A woman is meant for being protected. So long she is not young, she is under the protection of the father. And as soon as she is young, she is given in charge, in charity. Kanya dan. Dan means charity. He should find out some suitable boy and give in charity. My dear boy, take charge of this girl. So long she was under my charge, now it is under your charge. So where is the brahmachari? There is no question of brahmachari. And when she is old enough, then the husband leaves the home and gives charge to the elderly son, my dear boy, take charge of your mother. So she is always in charge of somebody. So according to Vedic system, there is no independent life of woman. Nasriyam satantatam arhati manushangita. That sri means woman, should not be allowed independence. They should be given all protection. That's a very nice system. Not independence does not mean that position is very lowered. No, just like children. Children has no independence. No independence means they are well protected. No independence does not mean that he has no independence to act. No, he has got, but under the protection. Just like there are some nation still now protectorate. America is protecting. America is a big nation and protecting another small nation. That does not mean they have no independence. They are also independent, they are acting like that. But because weaker, they should be given protection. Similarly, women, children, Brahmin, cow, old man, diseased man, they are to be protected. That is the social order.
Under the Vinashan Dharma, is it the duty of Grihastha to have children? Are there some qualifications of Grihastha? They're required to support the Brahmins?
Grihastha means to live with wife. This is the meaning of Grihastha. And a grihastha is supposed to support others who are not grihasthas, just like brahmachari. Brahmachari means student life. So grihastha support them. Sannyasi. The other three class. Because they are engaged in a different subject matter. They have no time to earn their livelihood. And therefore, those who are grihasthas, they take charge of it. This is the Vedic system. But they should live also on the bare necessities of life. They should not be luxurious. A brahmachari cannot be luxurious. A sannyasi cannot be luxurious. A vanaprastha cannot be luxurious. Luxury is allowed only to the householders. They are earning their own money. Others are dependent. So one cannot be luxurious at the expense of others. That is not allowed. Well, brahmachari means he has gone out of home. Brahmachari does not remain at home. He goes to the spiritual master, home. So there is no question of giving wife's charge to a brahmachari. He is not at home. Do you follow? Yes. The elderly children mean those who are married also, those who are in grihastha life, for him, not for the brahmachari or sannyasi. Just try to understand. A brahmachari and sannyasi does not remain at home. The brahmachari goes to the spiritual master's home, and the sannyasi, he is a traveler from one country to another, preaching. So they are not at home. See, if they are not at home, so who is taking charge? To give charge means the elderly son, who is a married man, who is living at home, the charge is given of the mother to him. Is that all right? Therefore I say Kalu Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga there are only Shudras. There is no Brahmachari system, the order. Now we are introducing it, even collecting from the Shudras. But actually these four divisions, scientific division of social order for spiritual admin, that is already gone. It is not existing. You follow? Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, amongst the Shudras, there is no ashram. Simply earn, get some money and eat, that's all. That is Shudra life. There is no question of Vedic culture, there is no question of knowledge. Simply labor, get some money and eat. Almost like animal. So at the present moment, as you say in the Kali Yuga, it is accepted that everyone, almost everyone, is a Shudra. But the Pancharatrik system, not Vedic system, Narad Pancharatrik, they are, and otherwise, do you mean to say because everyone has become Shudra, the science of Krishna or Krishna consciousness should be stopped? No. Even their Shudras, they should be given that opportunity. And that opportunity is given by Lord Chaitanya very liberally. Whatever you may be, come on, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and you become more than a Brahmin. This is the highest gift of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if you take otherwise from the social conventional life, oh, there is no Brahmin, there is no Grihastha, there is no Brahmachari, they are all gone, all finished. So those rules and regulations are not now applicable. Because among the Shudras, there is no such rules and regulations. It is meant for the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and those are gone, they are finished. Now, even though people are in the status of Shudra, they should be given opportunity for spiritual advancement. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift, and very easy. That whatever you may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya or Vaishya, that doesn't matter, chant Hare Krishna. And gradually realize. So at the present moment we cannot strictly follow, neither we are strictly following, neither it is possible to strictly follow, as far as possible, that's all. Well, our conception of Brahmacharya is in the Krishna society, because especially in India, there is no Brahmacharya. But here, in your country, the boys and girls mix very freely. But just to restrict such free mixing, we think that the unmarried girls should remain separately. That is the contemplation. Actually, in the Vedic system, there is no Brahmacharya system. Or get yourself married. That is our proposal. That we do not allow illicit sex life. That is impediment. That will not enhance your spiritual interest. Yes. No, we are not concerned with government. We say there is no kshatriya, there is no government. At the present moment, anyone who has got some artificial power, he is government. That's all. You get somewhere other a little vote and you become government. The government does not mean that. Government is another. Because there is no kshatriya, and where is government? They are thinking, government means they should be always thinking how citizens should be peaceful and happy and spiritually advanced. That is government. And who is caring for the citizens? They are simply exacting tax, that's all. So actually in the Kali Yuga, because there is no kshatriya, where is the government? Shudra government is no government. Shudra has no right to govern. But by force they are governing, that's all. Might is right.
So in the literature and movie, the subject is quite often romantic love. But in literature of Indian religion, it seems to me that there is no place for romantic love. It's either divine love or it's God. Do you find a place for romantic love?
Yes.
What is
that is in spiritual world, not in this material. In the material world there is no love. It is lust. We are making business under the name of love. In the material world there cannot be love, because suppose a girl loves a boy and a boy loves a girl, both of them are actuated by sense gratification. So that is not love. That is not love. When there is question of sense gratification, that is not love. Just like there is little example. Just like mother loves the child, there is no question of sense gratification. Simply for the sake of love, the mother loves the child. It is simply a little example. Similarly, love means if I love you, I don't want any return. I still love you. You may ill-treat me, you may badly treat me, you neglect me, still I love. There is no question of return from you. That is real love. That you cannot find in this material world. Because it is based on sense gratification, therefore there is love between a boy and girl, and as soon as there is little discrepancy, there is divorce, they are separated. Because the whole principle was on the basis of lust. So there is no love. Or we do not know what is meant by love. Love does not mean just a boy is attracted by a girl or a girl is attracted by it. That is not love. That is a sense attraction. So in the material world, there is no love. It is impossible. There is little example, just like I cited the example of mother and son, are similar. That is also temporary. But real love is in the spiritual. That is Radha Krishna. That is real love. There is no separation. There is no cheating. There is no divorce. There is no sex attraction, simply for love's sake loving, that is real love.
And in the great literature, love is not divine.
Romantic love is in the spiritual world, Radha Krishna. That is the origin of romantic love. And here we are trying to imitate, although we are on the platform of lust. It is imitation, shadow, perverted reflection. So actually Krishna consciousness means we are trying to reach that platform of real love, exchange of love. The example, one example can be given, just like in diseased condition, actually there is no enjoyment. But still, the doctors give some diet, you eat this, but he does not enjoy. Eating enjoyment is in healthy life, not in diseased condition. So our present condition is disease. Why you are dying? Because you are diseased. Why you are becoming old? Because you are diseased. That is due to this body. But actually I am spirit soul. I am neither old nor diseased. But I have fallen into the condition of material contamination. Therefore, I am thinking that I am diseased. This is called Maya. Just like in the dream, I am feeling that a tiger is eating me and I am crying. Here is a tiger eating me, save me. But there is no tiger. This is called illusion or Maya. But so long we will have this body, just like so long we shall dream, we shall have to suffer the effect, even it is illusion. A man is crying, there is a tiger, actually there is no tiger. Neither tiger is eating, but because he is in hallucination, he is feeling the pain, that is actual fact. So, the whole process is to stop this illusion. Bodily contamination. Then we are in real life. And then we can understand what is love, what is reciprocation of love, everything. That is real healthy life. So this human form of life is meant for getting out of this illusion to the spiritual life. That we have been discussing. But instead of taking advantage of this human life, if we simply treat ourselves as like animals and be engaged with eating, sleeping, fearing and mating, then we are missing the chance. So long we have got this human intelligence, we should utilize it for the highest perfectional stage of life. That is Krishna consciousness. If he is not successful, he is guaranteed to get another human form of life in rich family or a pious family. Yes. In rich family, to take birth in rich family means that he has no economic problem. So he can engage him fully in developing Krishna consciousness. And pious family means automatically he gets chance to become Krishna conscious.
So it can be understood that at first, for instance, America, some Americans are very wealthy.
Yes, they must have done pious activities in their previous life, all Americans, but they should know that this is their advantage to become Krishna conscious. We have no economic problem, but we are employing our facilities in sense gratification. That is a mistake.
So the person born in a very poor family. Suppose someone is born in a very poor, very low, and he becomes Krishna conscious.
Yes, Krishna consciousness is open to all. Just like we are calling everyone, come and chant Hare Krishna. It is open to all. There is no question of becoming poor or rich. But if he takes the advantage, that is up to him. We are not restricting here. That only the rich persons or Brahmins or pious family or rich family can come here. No, everyone is welcome. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mang hi partha papasritya jebisu papa junaya. Poor family or uneducated family, uncultured family, they are called papa juni, sinful family. But Krishna says, never mind. Even if he is in sinful family, whatever he may be, if he comes to me, he also can enter into the spiritual kingdom. So there is no such restriction. Māṅ hi pārtha prapāha sritta jīpiṣu pāpa junayo sriyā śuddhya tathā vaiṣya tīvi jānti parāṅgati. Parāṅgati means highest perfectional life. And that is practical. Here, when people come here, we don't inquire whether he is poor or rich or this or that. Come on, sit down, chant Hare Krishna. The opportunity is equal for everyone. That is the grace of the devotees. The devotees offer their service and they get the opportunity. Never mind what he is. It is the grace. Therefore, when Bhagavad says, Jadupasraya-sraya. Upasraya-sraya means a devotee is already under the protection of God. And if one takes protection of a devotee, he also becomes a devotee and becomes purified. Therefore, a devotee is more merciful than God. Even in God there is consideration, pious, impious. For a devotee there is no such consideration. Everyone come. What is the purpose of opening so many centers? Just to give people opportunity to take advantage. Without any consideration of his position. But if one does not take the advantage, it is up to him. That independence has everyone. We are inviting everyone to understand Krishna consciousness. But nobody is coming, what can we do? Those who are fortunate, they are taking advantage, that's all. Now you take the mridanga and you chant Hare Krishna. The two mridanga must be sounded equally on the same level. How many symbols.